Welcome back to WHFD The FUD. We're covering a live story down outside of the gross Christmas tree house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what happened, and this is all going to sound so silly, is mostly I ran into an ex, and I think that's the main thing you need to know. But a couple of other things did happen. We're still in the Christmas house. Can't seem to get ourselves out of here due to the Christmas lights being haunted. Alive? I'm not sure I'm ready to put a word on it yet, but we're trying to get out of there and save a couple lives while we're at it. I did run into Vamilla. I'd prefer not to talk about that too long. Also, last week what happened was Adam went ahead and saved CEJ from certain death at an Old Navy, but that's not the craziest thing that happened. CEJ was able to jump through a car window unharmed. I guess that's what you missed, or that's what you heard and forgot about.
Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of pimply protagonists and bumbling beasts. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the Crooked, and it's beginning to... Oh, shit!
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I'm playing the character Adam Miller, the Monstrous, and it's a moth-eat-moth world, and baby, I'm a caterpillar.
Hey, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the Flake, and last week I lied. You're actually no more than 2 feet from 7 spiders at any time.
Hi, everybody. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert, and I'm kind of the Taylor Swift of the book world.
Hey, everyone. I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the mundane ghost man. And thanks to last week's episode, I can officially tell you that I've become so nunchuck.
So, where we left off... Crashly, Shamanda, and Susan are in the living room of the Quivic house after having settled down Teresa Serbinski, one of the cleanup crews who was captured by the ghost of Melvin Quivic using Christmas lights. And they were planning their next move. Meanwhile, outside, Adam Miller and CEJ had just pulled up in Adam Miller's mom's 1992 Oldsmobile.
Two-door
Oldsmobile, and pushed through the crowd of bystanders to behold this horrific Christmas house, pushing past Dirk Pfeiffer, a student at Denver Broncos Memorial High. And what we, the audience, know is that Tom Nutz just got a call from Marcus Vermes to go check out the house. With that, Adam Miller and CEJ, what do you do?
Is there like an opening or any clear entrance to this house, or is it like blocked off by lights?
You know, it is at a glance, it is blocked off by lights. So this would be a case if you want to try to look more deeply into it, you could do investigate a mystery, or actually this is probably more of a read a bad situation for things.
Let's read a bad situation and see how we get in to help our friends.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. It's a 5.
CEJ can help you if CEJ is interested in that.
CEJ, you want to help?
Yeah, I want to get to the rest of the gang and get to the real danger ASAP.
So roll plus cool, CEJ, and you'll be helping out. Ah.
Oh, nice. I got 12 total.
Great. Yeah. So then... Adam Miller, you get to re-roll one of your dice.
Okay, I'm going to re-roll the 2. And it's a 2.
Okay. So you continue to not succeed.
There's no way to get in. This is insane.
You're right. Let's get out of here.
No, CEJ, we can't just leave. They're in there. I can tell. I can tell Shamanda's in there.
But Adam, what's waiting for us at the power plant? I guess I should say what's at the power plant will not wait for long. The more time we dilly-dally here, the worse it's going to be. I think you and me just we got to try to handle it on our own. See, cousin EJ, power.
Cousin power?
Yeah.
Okay, so we just leave our friends?
Are you telling me or asking me?
I'll say that to CEJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think they'll be fine. Susan's in there with them.
Okay, so I go... Oh, God. I go up to the door, and I, like, bang on it, or where I think the door should be, like, looking at the walkway. Hey! We meet us at the power plant!
Crashly, Susan, and Shamanda, we'll cut to you guys inside. You hear a banging on the front door, or where you assume the front door is, and you hear that from Adam Miller on the other side of the door. What do you do?
I just look at Shamanda, and I'm like, can you fix this?
Yeah, I guess, you stupid idiot. No, you can't leave right now. The house is obviously cursed. We need help.
What do I hear?
Well, you hear all of that. You hear it inside your head. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And also, this is... So two other things happen in this moment, Adam, that are important to notice. They don't feel connected to you. They just feel like two things that come in at the same time. One being, this is the most yourself you've felt in a little bit in terms of like you're so close to Shamanda. And for some reason, that just feels really nice. Like feels really, you just feel like yourself, like you feel close to a connection that's very important to you, but you don't know what
it is.
That's how
I feel when I'm around Claire.
Oh, I feel that around Aaron.
I currently don't feel that with anyone, but that's fine.
No, but Adam Miller does, and that's what's important.
Yes.
The other thing, Adam Miller, that is really confusing to you for a second, you realize you're standing, it is, the clouds are out, it is mid-morning at this point, it is bright sun shining down, and you're not having a problem with it at all. You've been ignoring it the whole time. Like, you haven't felt drawn to it, you haven't felt pushed by it or anything. Wow. And that vulnerability that you've had is gone.
Dang, I feel good. See, EJ, we can't leave our friends.
Right. And as you're feeling that, though, the other thing you realize, you don't push too far in it, especially from what took place last time. But the bond that you have with the Secret Masters feels substantially different. It feels substantially smaller.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Okay. When Adam tells me we can't leave, it upsets me because I just invoke cousin power and it doesn't seem to be working. And I'm going to try to grab him by the wrist and lead him out of here.
Okay. See, EJ grabs you by the wrist and starts to pull.
Like, come
I grab
on,
him
Adam.
By the mind.
Oh!
Which him?
Adam. So tug of war.
Yes. Yeah, so Adam Miller, CEJ is pulling on your body and Shamanda is pulling on your mind. Oh.
It's like the weirdest kind of like pain because physical and mental being torn, I think it like they connect right in the soul.
Right.
Which I don't have.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
Shamanda does. So Shamanda feels
wild.
A little bit of that pain.
Even with the I'm theirs and they are mine? Because
yeah, this
attacking.
Isn't to the level. Yeah, this isn't to the level of an attack or anything. You just feel like an ache. Of like you feel the turmoil that he is experiencing.
So imagine on like an ethereal level, like my strength as like a sumo wrestler who's just like created this stance of like tug of war, like from the solar plexus, very grounded. And I'm going to forcefully like take a step back in the mind to just pull him closer to me.
Great.
And see how
CEJ, what are you doing
that?
To assert yourself?
Oh, I can tell that this isn't working. So I just lock eyes with Adam and I'm like, all right, so we get them out and then we all go together, right? Because this is an emergency.
Agreed. And then I stop for a second like, also, CEJ, you are like a monster hunter now.
I don't want to talk about it.
Dude, you want to have an adventure.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. And I
yes,
I'm going to use no limits and I'm going to try to kick a hole in the wall.
Oh.
Great. Roll plus weird.
I got a 7.
Great. Yeah,
damn.
You do it. you suffer one consequence. One harm, take one forward, negative one forward, or you have to rest.
You know I'm going to take I got to rest. So I kick a hole into the wall of this house from the outside, and I think plaster goes showering into the inside of it, and then I just double over immediately. I'm like, yeah, I did it! And then I double over immediately with my hands on my knees, and I'm like, Lamau.
Yeah, and Susan, Crashly, and Shamanda, you watch from the inside as CEJ actually is the one who breaks a hole through the door and creates an opening.
Wow, CEJ.
I am very impressed by this.
There's a small smattering of applause from outside as well, from the bystanders.
Shut up!
So agile.
Wow, CEJ, I am so impressed. You are really turning into a monster hunter.
There's no time for this. Let's go, Adam. And I dive through the hole.
I climb too.
Yeah, you guys go in. As soon as Adam gets through, Adam, you feel the hole tightening around you as you are going in, as the Christmas lights are sort of covering over it. And so you definitely have like a Pooh Bear moment where your front half is inside and your legs are outside.
Oh. Hey.
But it's starting to constrict tight around your mid area.
CEJ, I need help.
What do you want me to do?
I'm stuck. Pull me.
What? Okay, I'm pulling. I start pulling.
I grab on CEJ's waist and help pull.
Yeah, we're doing the old Winnie the Pooh move.
Yeah, I'll help too.
So everybody's doing it, I think you collectively are able to yank hard enough that Adam Miller gets pulled in. Adam Miller gets pulled in, and then the house seals shut.
I gotta ask, how do my pants look?
I mean, you tell me.
Oh, they're torn apart.
Yeah, they're ripped up pretty bad.
Jeez.
I'm gonna use, since we're all together, then I'm gonna use my final read a bad situation and ask the best way to help the victims.
Yeah. So that's a great question, Susan. From what you have deduced from things, both from outside. So again, you from what you know of town lore, just in terms of like the town gossip that's been going on. Again, you know, the Quivic house is one that's been like seen as an eyesore, especially by the HOA and yada, yada, yada. Melvin Quivic passed away, and so it seemed like the HOA president took the opportunity to try to get the house sort of have all of those decorations removed. And then something happened, and some like paranormal energy just sort of exploded into the scene. So what you know is the victims in this case are, or the people most in danger at the least, would be the cleanup crew and the HOA president, who are somewhere around this house. You do know that also Melvin Quivic had a partner, Francis Larson, who presumably now is the sole owner of the house and is an older man. And so is likely somewhere in the house as well. So you have kind of a sense of who probably is in this house. The best way to protect the victims would be to put the ghost to rest, is the most simple answer.
Okay, so we've got some unfinished business, basically.
It seems like it. It seems related to the attempt to remove the Christmas decorations.
And what's his full name again? I'm sorry.
Melvin Quivic.
Melvin Quivic. Okay. I'm going to ask, I'm going to kind of relay this to the kids that we've got a ghost with some unfinished business. And so I'm going to ask everybody to join hands with me.
Sure.
Will do.
Good old fashioned seance.
Yeah, definitely.
And I just want everybody to go around, kids, and say one thing you love about this house and Christmas to Melvin Quivic. And I'm just going to say, Melvin Quivic, we call you now. We're so proud. And how? Look what you've done with this house. No one would ever touch it. Okay.
Roll plus weird, Susan. This will be a use
magic.
Thank
God, I forgot to finish that rhyme. Okay, great. I'm going to roll. Oh, shit. Six.
Ooh. On a miss, you lose control of the magic. This never ends well.
Sure did. It's because I couldn't get that rhyme.
Use a luck. I'll use a luck.
You could use luck, or somebody could help you. I would say probably Crashly or Shamanda are the two most magically adept people. So
as I can't think of anything to rhyme with touch it, I just look at them wildly.
I help. What I also love about Christmas is Toblerones. They feel so warm and cozy with cocoa by the fire.
Great. So Shamanda, roll plus, let's see, what does help out? Roll plus cool.
Roll plus cool. Here we go, guys. That's going to be a 9.
Ooh. Nice. Ooh. Okay, so Susan, you can re-roll one of your dice that you rolled for your failed use magic roll. And in the meantime, Shamanda is going to be exposed to some trouble or danger. Susan, what did you get?
I upgraded to a 9.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay, so that's very helpful as it happens in this fashion. So, Susan, it sounds like we'll do this first and then we'll figure out Shamanda's part of this. On a 7 to 9, your magic works imperfectly. So you're going to choose an effect and a glitch. And will you tell us what those are?
So what I wanted to happen was for the soul to be at rest and for the Christmas decorations to kind of go with him. So I think the soul will be at rest, but the town's going to have to always deal with these Christmas lights being on.
No, I'll just point you to, again, the effects. So you want to do something that goes beyond the effects, that would require big magic, which requires a few more steps to it. So if I don't think all of what you're describing is necessarily summarized by one of the effects, which I can read off if you prefer.
Maybe I'll do banish a spirit or curse from the person, object, or place it inhabits. That seems more like, that's a better answer than what I said.
No. It's perfect. Great. So you're going to banish Melvin Quivick's spirit from the Christmas lights. Is that?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Melvin to go.
Okay. And then what's the glitch?
Okay. I guess the problematic side effect could be the same thing of like the decorations must stay, basically. They're immovable. Well, okay. Shit, then we're stuck in here. Never mind. That doesn't the problematic side effect, I'm drawing a blank here. If anybody has any ideas.
I mean, you can just say that it has a problematic side effect and I can tell you what it is.
Yeah, it just has a problematic side effect.
Okay, so you get rid of you banish Melvin Quivick.
Sure do.
From the Christmas lights. Are you banishing him from the Christmas lights or from the house?
Basically from the house. I'm just trying to, get him out, banish him from the house.
Great. Okay, so yeah, you do. You all the rest of the kids say what they loved about the Quivick house and what's going or Christmas, and you feel this like push, this resistance, this anger, and then kind of a release, and the spirit moves and all of the lights just sort of settle. And once they don't have that animating energy, they fall, they don't have sort of anything holding them up, so they settle down on top of each other, so it all just sort of settles down and sort of retracts back into something more accurately depicting what the amount of lights he actually had. And so a lot of the lights sort of disappear into this ectoplasmic goo. You hear a oomph from the chimney as Teresa falls. And for the moment, everything is fine.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Wow, Susan, that was amazing.
That
I was afraid
some
it was
going to
have
magic.
A problematic side effect.
Dude, way to
you
go, Susan.
You kids did the most.
Are you kidding? You just did everything. We would be lost without you, Wexler. Like, you're always the answer to everything.
Guys, I'm sorry that I'm interrupting this little compliment sesh, but there is no time for this. Susan, we need your help.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
What's going on?
We got to get to the power plant because the salamander people that we met in the underground thing and a bunch of weird big demons are going to have it out there, and either side winning is really bad news for us.
They're my dad's demons.
Your dad's demons? Who's your dad?
Yeah, his dad is Ryder Strong.
Yeah, who is also the devil.
What?
It's a long story.
What?
Well, that's basically it, I guess.
We gotta get into the Oldsmobile because my new friends are waiting for me at the power plant, and we gotta get there stat.
Friends?
You made new friends?
Well, you guys probably don't. Crashly knows them. They're from our school. Joel, Cynthia, and Jeremy.
Oh, they work at Old Navy.
Not anymore. Oh, that Old Navy is toast.
Yeah. It's pretty messed up, dude. The cardboard pieces there got all possessed, and they were killing everyone.
Yep,
oh
and Brian Mosby was some kind of awful skin-wearing creep freak.
Well, duh. Everybody knows that.
That's all.
I go for a high five from
Crashly.
I'd do it.
It's successful. And when you guys are doing that, you hear somebody kind of crawling up from the basement.
Oh.
And the door opens to the basement and out crawls a man sort of on his hands and knees, and he's just like, it was terrible down there. Thank you so much.
Oh. Are you Pashu?
It's a reverse Santa.
Pushpa.
Pushpa? Is this Pushpa?
Yes, it is. It does appear to be. And then you hear
Teresa. Oh, go ahead.
From the second floor, a of the crawl space ladder falling down, and then somebody just sort of confidently walking down the steps.
Confidently? That's
yeah,
scary.
Yeah, confidently. Yeah.
And
then into frame, you see a person you know around town. He hangs out at the country club a lot. He is Doug Boos, who Susan knows is the HOA president. And he says, well, that was a big, that was a lot that happened. So goodbye, everybody. Thank you all. I'll make sure I don't know. Shame on me. I won't do that again.
Doug, what? You do not want to interfere with people's art, but as I say that, even if you do run into a man named Vamilla, do not ask to see his poetry. It's very dark.
Now, has anybody met Doug Boos before?
No.
No, but I get an idea that he's not a good man.
Yeah, I don't think you can just leave out of here all quickly, mister. There are so many people outside, and this place was just possessed. Hello? Debrief.
Yeah.
Why are you so confident? Much?
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a bad piece of shit. I am. I did a terrible bad thing, and I learned my lesson, and I'm not going to do it again.
Excuse
and
me.
I also have to emphasize, Doug Boos is probably like in his late 40s, early 50s, but he is talking with the voice of like he is in his late 70s, early 80s.
I'm going to look at him and just say, Melvin?
And you see, let's see, Susan, yeah, you see a little glint in his eye and a little smile forms as he does kind of a classic like Jack Nicholson, head down, sort of eyes straight ahead, and he's like, no, I'm Doug.
Melvin?
He took something from me. I took something from him. Nobody will miss it.
What?
Oh, my. Are you talking about his body?
Oh, is this
I've got to decorate my house. If you all could please leave.
Susan, date this Melvin guy?
I did not date Melvin.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Melvin,
but what I said about Vamilla stands, even for you, Melvin.
And Susan, you now realize what the problematic side effect was.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. Trying to see if there's anything I can do to fix this.
What is it, Susan? Can we help?
Please leave my house.
Be a good boy.
I would like you to leave now, please.
Kids, we've got a real situation here. Melvin has stolen someone's body, and there's something going on at the power plant. Oh, God.
Do you want me to cast Mental Dominion?
Yeah, maybe see if there's anything left of Doug.
Susan knows that if she had her books, that she would be able to figure this out and is just reeling without them, I feel like.
Yeah, this would be so easy. This is like basic, super simple. This is
classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But without them, you are really lost. Nobody's going to miss him. I'm inside. I know what it's in there, and he's...
You might be lying, though. You're a body stealer, so why should we trust you?
You did just try to kill a bunch of people, Melvin, and that's hard to forget.
Now, here's the thing. Crashly, you have an ability. You took this as one of your moves, which is suspicious mind. If someone lies to you, you know it. So far as you can tell, Melvin is not lying.
Okay, honestly, I don't think he's lying. It sounds like Doug was a bad person. Susan said it herself. This isn't great. I don't think we should condone it, but it sounds like there's more of an emergency down at the power plant. Maybe
Thank
let's
you.
Just say-
yes, I've been just anxiously tapping my feet over here.
Yeah, okay. Melvin, just don't leave your house. Just decorate it and don't hurt anybody else. And, like, we'll talk about it. You know, you need to take accountability, but maybe not right now. Right?
This isn't very Christmassy of you, Melvin.
That's
true. I think it's the greatest gift I've ever gotten.
This guy is creeping me out.
He's yeah, super I think creepy. We just go, kids.
Can we put some sort of barrier on the house so no one can get to him? Mm-hmm. He's just contained here?
I mean, I could cast Mental Dominion on him and make sure he doesn't leave.
I think you just want to cast Mental Dominion.
I love casting Mental Dominion. I mean, I guess you'd only affect him for like 8 hours or something like that.
Is it going to take us that long to deal with whatever's at the power plant?
Honestly, maybe.
No.
It's big.
No, it's either going to take like 2 minutes or it's not going to matter.
No, one thing I do want to point out. So Adam Miller and CEJ have both talked about what's happening at the power plant. I just want to point out they have not talked about it to each other. So I think neither of you is necessarily CEJ has talked about like what he understands to be happening at the power plant. So I just want to point out that you both have been talking about it, but it's not necessarily, but you both independently seem to have an idea of what is happening at the power plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Right, Adam?
Yeah. All right. Let's go. We'll leave Melvin and Doug and deal with that later. And if he gets loose, we'll fix that because that's what we are. Monster hunters.
Monster hunters.
Monster hunters.
We all put our hands in. Monster
and I guess what I also want to clarify a little bit more. CEJ, do you find it odd that Adam Miller keeps talking about what's happening at the power plant like he knows what's happening at the power plant?
Not at all.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't know why I asked. I knew what the answer would be. Great. Yeah, you guys put your all of you put your hands in to do Monster Hunters.
But I don't want to let anyone like touch my hand. You know what I mean? Like I just want to keep mine hovering like an inch or two away, and then I'll do like the like part. But
I don't think anyone cares. I don't think anyone's trying to get your hand on theirs.
We've all healed each other so many times and punched each other. It's like we've made contact. Why is now specific?
Weird.
That's fair.
As we walk out, I'm going to use my charlatan move to convince the crowd that this was all just an elaborate light show for an upcoming Christmas event in Haverford.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the one thing that people in Haverford and Mystery County are very willing to do is be told that the horrible things happening around them are not what they think they are. So that you do not need to roll for this at all. They are just immediately like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I saw it. You know, I think it had something to do with mirrors.
Can I do a personal spot check to make sure that Derek is also buying this lie?
Yeah.
Damn.
So you're rolling as Derek, basically, right?
Oh, okay.
Is that what you meant?
I meant, like, I just want to peep him and make sure that he's like, oh, yeah, like that he's also like, yep, is, nothing to see here.
I see. Is CEJ peeping?
The last thing I need is another fucking kid trying to, like, butt into our business. You know what I mean?
Okay, so this is CEJ is trying to see if Derek picks it up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So that would be I think that would be an investigative mystery. Roll plus sharp.
Oh, man. Okay. I rolled a 5. You know what? I'm burning a luck.
No, Allison!
No, stop. I help him. I help him because I rammer Derek.
Okay, so Adam Miller, you are going to roll to help. So that will be roll plus cool.
Cool, and I'm not that. But I rolled an 11!
Hey! So yes, CEJ, you get to re-roll one of your dice.
Ooh, nice. It turned into an 8.
Well, that's great. CEJ, you get to, let's see, on an 8 with investigate a mystery, you get the answer, but it's going to require some extra work to uncover. So,
okay. I jab my finger at Derek, and I'm like, hey, did you buy that?
Did you buy that?
What does Derek say?
Nope.
Well, there's your answer.
He says nope, and then he does like a bye-bye wave, and he turns around and starts walking away.
I feel like the name of the game is to keep CEJ from burning his luck now.
Totally.
I got real curious about Doom, and now I just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, Derek, you all notice this kid, Derek, that you don't interact with that much, or haven't historically. He is like, no, I didn't buy it. I completely saw through it. And then he just cheerfully waves and walks away. He just doesn't care.
Do we have a little cycle?
We'll deal with that later.
Later?
And you do see at this point the familiar vehicle of Tom Nutt's Nets shop.
God damn it.
Pull up. And Tom Nutt's gets out.
That vehicle's just big enough to hold all of us.
Yeah, but we also got the Oldsmobile.
Yeah, but that's not big enough for all five of us or whatever, is it?
Someone could go in the trunk.
Yeah, it is only a two-door Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
It's not enough space.
And there's glass everywhere.
That's true. We wave down Tom's van.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be like a classic cargo van.
Oh, hey, how you kids doing?
Tom, we need to borrow your vehicle. Nuts.
What? I can't let you do that, but I can give you a ride somewhere if you need to go.
Great. To the power plant. And I dive in through his passenger side window.
Oh, God. It's down. I mean, it's up.
No.
Okay, so it's up. All right, so CEJ. Roll
it's,
no
halfway. It's halfway.
Fair. CEJ, roll no limits on this.
I got a 5.
Okay.
But you know what I'm doing.
No.
Please. I'm going to burn
them. I'm going to give them a boost through the window.
No, I don't. You,
no,
so
I don't
here's
want
what,
help through the window. That's so embarrassing.
Also,
well, you're
also
it,
I don't,
and it is embarrassing.
Also, I don't believe any world in which any of you would try to help CEJ throw himself through a window. I believe I would say one of you could try to protect someone and actually stop him from running, rolling,
I'm
or
going
through the
window.
I'm going
to try to catch this man. I'm going to try to catch this child.
I was going to say, I can do never again as well,
okay.
But I don't know if that works for this.
That would absolutely work for this. So
oh, do
Adam,
that.
Especially Adam Miller, having seen it happen before. Adam Miller, you are able to do never again, so you can stop him from doing it. So you will either, we're not going to say any, there isn't going to be any harm from this. You hold him back.
Yeah.
CEJ, you go to jump through the window, and Adam Miller grabs you and holds tight on your shoulder.
CEJ, it's not worth it, okay?
What?
No one's even looking at you anymore. It's not going to be cool.
It would look so cool.
Is this what you need to impress your new friends? Because if that's so, they're not really your friends if you're jumping through windows.
I don't need to impress them because they already like me, and they gave me this cool hat and these. And I do a little Heely run.
It works.
He still
yeah, you
get
have,
that
you...
his friends are dead?
Wait, who are your new friends, CEJ?
They're just kids that go to my school that I ran into the other day outside of Coldstone.
Like Derek?
No, not like Derek.
Well, Derek's the only one who's like hanging around, so we've never seen these other friends. Wait.
Also, so sorry,
I saw
are you
friends.
All saying Derek? Because that is not his name.
What is his name? Dirk?
Derek.
Derek.
Derek?
Not Derek. Derek.
Spell it out for me, hon.
D-E-R-R-K.
Okay,
D-E-R-
I can do that.
Dirk.
Hey, y'all still need that ride, or I have to...
Yeah, we do. Let's get in the car, y'all.
All right, 1 second. I just gotta check something out in this house.
No, you don't.
What?
Yeah, let
him
go.
You check it out, and we'll
let
sit in
let
your
him
car
go.
And wait.
We'll
all right,
just wait
will
in
you leave
car.
It running, though, because it's the heat?
I want to listen to the radio.
I peel out of there.
Wait a minute,
Tom. You watch as they peel out in your net van and drive
also,
away.
I don't think they know this, but there's a caged coyote in the back.
What the?
Oh, goody!
Yeah, there's a. You guys peel off down the road, and then you look back and you see. just there in a cage in the back. We're going to stay here, though, for a moment. Tom, what do you do?
God damn it. I pull up my Nokia phone, and I call Martin. What was his name? Martin Vermes?
Marcus Vermes.
Marcus Vermes.
Yes?
Hey, I'm at the house, but I got carjacked.
Oh. Well, investigate the house. I'll make sure to turn on the low jack on the car.
Yeah. There's a coyote in the back. I don't know if they are trying to steal the coyote or if it was just a coincidence, but I don't know that they know what that coyote can do.
Oh God. Is it one of your special coyotes?
Yeah, it's the genetically modified coyote.
Oh, what? Well, then the tracker will definitely be on. We'll deal with it. You just investigate that house.
All right. Hey, I just want to say, I'm sorry. They tricked me.
I figured, Tom. You are definitely a gullible sort, but still the best we have at the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you so much.
And then you see, from the doorway, you see Doug Boos, a member of the Chamber of Commerce. He is a prominent real estate person in town, and he waves, and in a voice very different than his normal voice, he says, "Oh, hey, do you want to come inside? We got some cookies that I was setting up. Come on in, Tom."
Now, this pings is immediately wrong to Tom.
Yeah. Do you go inside or do you stay out?
I don't go inside.
And he says, "Suit yourself. Goodbye, Tom." And he shuts the door and you hear a click as it locks. We'll cut over to the car. So in Tom Nuts' net van, you are all there. There is the
Tyler. Yeah. I don't want to interrupt, but it's Tom Nuts' netmobile.
Of course. Mobile. I'm so sorry. So you are in the netmobile and you guys are driving. Shamanda's at the wheel. This is the first time in a couple of days that you guys have, well, in a day that you have all been together. What are you guys talking about? There's also a coyote in the back in a cage.
I've gotten everyone a snack, and I'm just throwing a couple to the coyotes as well. Just a couple Cheez-Its for everybody.
That actually that actually helps calm the coyote down, and it stops sort of screaming as much.
Okay, I just wanted to say, CEJ, you said there's something about like a demon battle or whatever. Did you hear anything about Layla? Because remember Layla? And I think she said she was in the wrong time. So, like, it sounds like the time is wrong. Lizards might have something to do with that. And the devil knows about her, too. So,
well, the time is wrong.
Wait, how so?
Like, daylight savings? Like,
I think it's hard to explain. And I just overheard, like, a lot of different stuff. But, I mean, Adam came in. He definitely saw demons fighting salamanders. And that was just a preliminary thing. Like, the real stuff is going down at the power plant at this moment.
Yeah. I think it also involves the Mothman. Like, the Mothmans. There's many of them.
I guess there's a lot of them.
Yeah, they're there, and I think they're working with Layla. Like, the main Mothman had a uniform for the power plant, and I don't think it's, you know, a good job for him. I think it's something evil.
Oh, no. I also want to check. Does CEJ look like he's a lizard person? Could I tell?
What the hell?
You're the real CEJ.
He just said the time is wrong, and I'm freaking out.
Well, no, it is wrong.
So I guess the answer is you would need to do a what's up with you to check to see. I will say that I will tell you if he lies to you, and he has not yet lied to you.
Okay. I see, EJ, just curious. Would you say that she must be served? I don't know. Is that something you think?
What's up with you?
Yeah.
I mean, she must be if they're going to, like, do whatever it is they're doing there, I guess. Uh-huh. I'm not really sure what you're asking.
I guess I'm trying to figure out if anything kind of weird and kooky happened to you.
Oh, my God. Wait, Crashly, I know what this is.
You do.
I'm not really interested in you that way.
What?
And are you if you want to like get to know me better or something, like we can for sure do that. But there are way more pressing matters at hand right now.
I can't believe you're asking me out right now. Do I want to get to know you better?
We can. No, that is not what I said. I said if you want to.
Will you two just finally just kiss and get this over with? Jeez, it's been dragging on forever.
What are you talking about?
Just do it.
What?
Mental dominion, not to kiss. Get this over with.
I'm sorry, Shamanda and Adam, you think we're the will they, won't they of this group?
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, no, me and Shamanda, we're the will they for sure. We know it.
We're soul bonded. Duh, I have two souls inside of me. Obviously, I'm in it to win it.
Also, you have two souls inside you?
Yeah, that's the first.
Duh, that's very common.
Adam, that's the first time you've heard that news.
Wait, so I didn't even know that?
No, you didn't. You don't know where your soul. You didn't know that your soul went somewhere.
Oh, but yeah, I know my soul's gone, right?
You know your soul's gone. You don't know anything about this soul bond business.
Shamanda, you have my soul?
Adoy.
Shamanda, hit the brakes. You're driving right by it.
No, I'm going to amend it, though. I actually want to allow this conversation to play out. So
Okay, great.
Yeah, we're going to keep going with it. Yeah, so.
Wait. Shamanda, you have my soul?
Yeah, it's like very common. Miss Wexler told me that like as soon as I told her.
Miss Wexler,
I believe you guys had sex, and now you're just like saying
No one had sex.
No, I'm saying
not sure
myself
I said it was
for
common.
Wait, who told... Wait, who in here told Crashly what sex is?
I think she probably saw farm animals doing it and thought that was...
She said his soul inside her soul, and my mom said it was kind of like that.
That's not sex.
That's not sex, Crashly.
No, this is like...
Fine.
I mean, penetrative sex could be soul bonding, yes. But in this case, it's literally our spirits. His spirit is essentially gone, and it's inside of me.
Yeah, but
in addition to my own spirit.
Who did this? Who did this?
Okay, so my devil, right? Or my devil, my dad, the devil, aka Ryder Strong.
Your dad's the devil?
Yeah. Also, he's Ryder Strong, and I'm getting a walk-on role on Boy Meets World when it comes to Netflix.
So he knew this whole time that we knew each other? So he used me just to get to you?
Well, I didn't know this whole time. I just found it out like yesterday.
Whoa.
This is the first time I'm seeing you, because then I was kind of driving to meet you all, and I got sucked up into like a weird other world where all the Mothmen were trying to get me to dominate this guy who, okay, I'm going to be honest, I did some stuff I'm not proud of, but I'm going to rectify it.
What'd you do?
I made this guy beat the crap out of himself, and then I told him to leave town because his family won't respect him. But then I told him to send me a postcard because I'm gonna get him and his family back together somehow.
Honestly, I forgive you, because that sounds a lot like what I did to Paul. And yeah, I was also under the influence of demons.
Totally that. Also...
And we just dumped him in front of his house and drove away.
How is Paul?
I hung out with him for a while.
Oh. I looked at CJ, I'm like, I'm sorry.
For what?
I think Crashly's still hung up on Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's... Okay.
Yeah, I am. But
great.
But
good.
But anyway,
I mean, he's a loser and he sucks, but like, I'm not saying that because
CJ, not right now.
No, I'm not saying that because of any other reason than that he is a loser and he's. I like Jordan. Jordan is my person.
Oh no.
I've referenced that previously that I like her. So.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. You got a better shot at Crashly, is what I'm saying.
Ew. Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Because Crashly has no real. You know, prospects, and that's, you know,
hey,
that's fine for her, I guess, but like, I'm trying to aim
negging
a little higher.
Doesn't
no offense,
work on me.
CJ.
It doesn't work.
What?
Negging doesn't work. I have too high of a self-esteem.
Oh, no.
Are you sure? Because you have been possessed by different personalities, like, a lot.
Okay, what...
Okay, CEJ, we need to go into here with our wits about us.
I'm actually going to impede here with one thing. Adam Miller,
yeah,
you're one of your new curses. There is a lot of opportunity here for you to indulge that emotion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say you need to.
Okay.
So it will clear your emotional condition.
Of guilt?
Yeah, I'm going to say this is another... Anytime you indulge this drive, it will clear an emotional condition.
Okay.
But yeah, you're going to need to pick a target and go hard at it.
It seems like we're going hard on Crashly, or at least... Yeah,
I think it's either that or... I mean, the one thing that could make sense to me is if you were like, CEJ thinks he's so great, like, I could see you turning it around, attention on him in classic bully fashion. Either way, it's up to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think the easiest thing is Crashly. I'm sorry.
Great. What do you say?
I say, like, yeah, honestly, Crashly doesn't have that many prospects. I mean, the only person that ever expressed liking her was only liking her because I mental dominated him.
Oh, no.
My God.
That is very rude.
And Shamanda, you feel in the soul bond, you feel it's almost like for a moment, the other soul in yourself turns a different shade briefly. It's just like you feel Adam's impulse kind of take over and take control in that moment of just like that cruelty just like lances out as he says that. But I'm most curious to see what Crashly does in this moment after he says that.
Well, Crashly's feeling pretty insecure and like I think she already had the insecure condition and never got it better. So she just feels a little bit of Janice coming back through.
Oh no, Janice!
Okay, yeah, so Janice comes back up to play.
Yeah, Janice is... Well, what did Janice sound like? I think it was something like this.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, she... Listen, it's not cool to treat people like that. You know, it's not cool. And only... If you don't want me in the car right now, then I'll just go to... You know, I'll just ride on the top of the car. Because, like, I don't want to be around people that don't think I'm worth your time. And just because someone is 26 years old and never had a prospect doesn't mean they never will. Unless they die that year. And then they won't. But then maybe they will have a good coffee someday. I don't...
It's okay. Hey, whoa.
It's okay.
Hey. Crashly's back.
I don't say anything. I just point to Crashly. I'm like, see what I mean?
And I'm so offended that Adam would be so mean that I'm going to hit myself in the face. And if I'm attacked, I can decide that he gets the damage.
That's right.
Just a little punch to the face because you're being such a butthole right now.
So, Adam, you take one harm as she does that.
No, I kick myself
in
the nuts.
Real face. I'm going to hit him in his real face.
How do you kick yourself in the nuts?
Oh, I get it done.
Yeah, so between those two, you'll take one harm.
Okay, I'm now broken.
Yeah, you feel, I mean, because you feel the pain from it. It is very much like a phantom pain, but it is very real consequences as you double over.
Maybe it's time for you to cocoon for a couple reasons right now, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, I think I will because this group sucks.
No, hey.
I can also, choose it. I don't even...
Shamanda, your soul bond goes down by one.
Ooh.
Oh,
shit.
As the tethers between those two souls weakens a bit.
Oof.
It's all it takes is one swift kick to the balls.
I really want to see how that would happen. Is it like you use your heel, I think?
Yeah, it's like a jump motion where I do like a circle kick, but in reverse.
I love it. Tyler, can I make a cocoon right now?
Yeah, of course.
So I just, I unhinge my jaw and I sort of just like start vomiting stuff all over me, I guess.
Yeah. And the rest of you see that Adam does it with more ease than he has in the past. Just kind of effortlessly drops his jaw and starts spewing out cocoon material.
Yeah. And then there's a little hole left where my mouth is before I fill that up too. And the last thing I say is like, this van stinks, and it's not the coyote.
That man is spewing fabric out of his mouth. What is happening in this van?
Oh, I love Janice. Yeah.
And at that point is when the van screeches.
Well, I love you
too. Parallel park, I look out at no the problem. Plant, and I'm like, oh, man, all the lights are off inside. It means it's already begun. We've got to go. And I pop out, and I just start running inside.
What?
He starts running. What do the rest of you do?
Well, that kid's pretty nice. I'm going to run after him, too.
I'm shocked that he ran towards the danger, no problem. I'm a little taken aback by that.
Yeah, you absolutely are. Are you doing anything, like, is that you wanting to investigate, or?
Yeah, I call up Astrid and Adriana and see how quick they can get over to the plant.
Immediately, first before it even rings, they answer, and Astrid's like, yeah, what's up?
And you just hear a dunk
as you hear a softball just get knocked, and you realize that she's probably at batting practice.
I need you to get over to the power plant. See, EJ's acting weirder than normal.
That'd be hard. All right, we'll be over there. And then you just boop, and you trust Adriana and Astrid will be arriving shortly.
And Tyler, does this coyote seem to have anything around its like neck in fashion of like a guide? I don't want to say leash.
Mainly it has a collar around its neck that is beeping, like not audibly, but visually, like it has like a little red light.
Oh,
collar.
Okay. Well, I've just seen that for the first time, and I'm just going to whisper to the kids, well, we've been tracked. They already know we're here. I'm going to tie a rope around this coyote's neck and bring it with us.
All right.
Susan, I'm going to make this. Okay, let me look at this here. One second. Susan, yeah, I think this is just going to be a act under pressure. And you get to do that with sharp instead of cool.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you always do. You took that move.
Okay, then why did I do? Oh, I just saw my thing instead of CEJ's. And that makes sense. I am going to go for it. It's a 7.
Okay.
Ooh.
So.
And what does hold one mean? Do I get to add that to it?
Hold one is for your read a bad situation. I think you've used up.
Oh, I already used that. Okay.
Yeah. So you want to basically use your snacks to try to calm the coyote long enough to leash it up and take it with you. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Great. I'm going to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay in order to do that, which is as follows. I mean, it's going to be very simple. You can do it. They are going to be able to track you directly. They'll know. It's clear that this coyote has a tracking device on it. So whoever or whatever is tracking it. I mean, it's very confusing to you because, again, from your perspective, Tom Nuts of Tom Nuts Nets, or what is the name of the store, Jeff? It's Tom Nuts.
Yeah, Tom Nuts. Tom, God, what is it? Tom Nuts.
Tom's Nuts.
I think it's like up in the corner. It's Tom Nuts. You know, like in like a little parenthesis, a little, mm-hmm. little tiny area, and then it's Tom's Nets. Tom okay. Nuts. Tom's Nets.
Tom Nuts. Tom's Nets is the van that you saw, and you haven't really encountered much of anything. Ooh. But it is odd that Tom's Netmobile would have a microchipped coyote in the back in a cage. It's very and the fact that it's very clearly something is like tracking it using relatively high tech is very confusing because it's like, what is Tom up to? So
yeah,
you can bring the coyote with you. If you do, whoever is tracking the coyote obviously will be able to track you within feet of where you're at.
Well, then I guess it would. I mean, we're already in a pickle because we brought the tracking device with us. I'm going to release the coyote.
Okay. Yeah. It. Okay.
Let
Here's
it run
what
safe.
Happens.
This is all a big mistake.
No. You. This is what happens. You open the double doors of the van. The back of the cage is right there with a release. And you kind of, you know, edge up carefully to it and then flip the latch and pull it open. And the coyote leaps out. Stands up on two legs and gives like a little head nod to you and then walks away on two legs into the brush.
Cool. Oh, that's scary.
Absolutely. I'm going to give it a little head nod as well.
Yeah, and then it just walks away.
I feel connected to that coyote for life.
Absolutely. Yeah, that coyote will return. Okay, so you've released the coyote, so it seems like that's going to definitely take some of the heat from the tracking off a little bit. The van probably is tracked, but definitely it seems like the focus will be on finding this genetically modified coyote. What else are you doing? So you've seen a very different Crashly run in following a sort of very odd CEJ. Shamanda, you found it really odd. Well, I guess what are the three of you who are remaining near the van, Susan, Adam, and Shamanda, what are you all doing?
I'm just going to whisper to myself, You've lost control of it again, Susan, and just follow these kids in, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow the children into the danger.
Adam and Shamanda?
I think I'm staying in my cocoon.
Okay. Yeah, you're cocooned up. You are going to heal for one while you're there, but you'll need to stay there for at least like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Also, I think I'll stay there for 10 minutes and then sort of check my surroundings.
Okay. Shamanda, what are you doing?
I'm gathering up as many weapons as I can fashion out of whatever's left in the van, because I really feel like we're going to have to do some busting. And I have an odd feeling about CEJ. Like, I feel like I should have tailed him more with these new friends. These new influences, I think, are a bad situation for him.
You know what? You do have the move, trust your gut. Which is, you can consult your instincts about what to do next. So if you want to, you can roll plus weird.
Okay, I shall. Plus weird. 5.
On a miss, your instincts lead you into danger. Yeah. You need to follow him into that. You're completely right. You should have tailed him closer, and you need to fix that. And the only way to do that is to stay close to him now.
Damn it. That's what I say, and I run after him.
Great. So, all of you except for Adam Miller run into the power plant. 10 minutes later, Adam Miller, you crack open the cocoon. Feel a little bit better.
Oh, that's good. My nuts.
But there is a reason why. Well, yeah. And you want to look around, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. And I think this is a read a bad situation.
Cool. And I've been really bad at these. But, you know, now I just rolled an 8.
Okay. So you get to ask one question of that list below, and you'll be able to add one to any roll that uses that information.
I think I'm going to ask, are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Yeah. So you realize now that you've had like a moment to sit and be kind of be quiet and be in your cocoon. Yeah. You feel probably pretty awful about what you said to Crashly.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
You realize what CEJ was saying was going to happen, like the bad thing that was happening in the power plant and stuff. That he's talking about something different than what you were told is the problem. You were told by people that you suspect probably have a fairly high degree of insight into what is going on in the power plant, namely the Mothmen, who it seems like were created by Layla. And CEJ was talking about other stuff in a way that was like, that doesn't make sense. And you realize... So I think the biggest danger that you notice is that CEJ is either wrong or lying.
It really could be either with him.
Yeah. But what you know is, I guess the biggest danger you realize is, what did your secret master tell you is the thing that you most needed to do was keep CEJ away from the power plant.
Oh.
And away from Layla was what you were told. And so in this moment, you realize, I think probably, that you kind of thought that everybody would wait for you to come out of the cocoon.
Yeah.
So the biggest danger that you haven't noticed is that everybody has gone inside the power plant.
Oh, shit. Okay. I run towards the power plant.
As you run, you also get a ping. Hmm. You feel through your soul bond, Shamanda is in danger.
Oh, man, I am having a day.
And that's where we'll end our session for today.
Wow. Actually, wait. I'm so sorry.
No, yeah.
Can we briefly cut back to 10 minutes ago when everyone ran in first?
Yeah, I was going to save it for next time, but yes, we can now if you have an idea.
I think I do.
Okay, great. So, Adam, that is what you have. Now let's cut back 10 minutes. Adam Miller has entered into the cocoon and is in there. Shamanda is the last to leave the Oldsmobile and run in. The rest of you are all running in. CEJ, you're in the head and you are running to the power plant. What are you doing, CEJ?
I throw open the front doors to the power plant and I run in, and it's like there's this opening area, kind of like a big open reception hall. And it's kind of dark. All the lights are off right now. And I kind of go skidding to a halt in the middle of the room, waiting for everyone to catch up. And I'm looking around this room. And once everyone gets in, I'm like, okay, I know for a fact that Jeremy and Cynthia and Joel are in here somewhere. And then I turn around to face the group and I'm like, because we've been waiting for you. And then I grab my upper lip and I pull it completely over the top of my head, and I am a salamander.
That's where we'll end our session for today.
I'm just as upset that I didn't realize this as when the kids didn't realize I had a gray streak in my hair.
You've been dead?
I've been dead for like 2 episodes now.
Wait, did you record that?
No.
Wait, when did you die?
Alan texted me that it was what he wanted to do.
Oh.
This is a little coda, I will say. This is a choice made by the player, not the keeper, because this is not something I would enforce on somebody without giving them a chance to get out of it. But wow. So Alan was excited at the idea, at the narrative prospects of this being the result of him being captured. Is that accurate, Alan?
Yeah, I think this is a cool scene.
There are 2 things Alan Linnick loves: dogs and killing off his characters.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, give us a rating on iTunes, tell your friends, or even better, join our Patreon, where you can get extra content and talk to us directly about the things you love, the things you hate, and see EJ. Until next time, watch out for the goonch.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.